It's Monday, March 11th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. An Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 plane, which took off on Sunday morning at 8:38 a.m. local time and was flying to Nairobi, crashed just 6 minutes after takeoff, killing 150 people aboard, reports the Daily Mail. Last week, Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota made anti-Semitic remarks in describing the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, a pro-Israel lobbying organization. She said, quote, "I want to talk about the political influence in this country that says it's okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country. I want to ask why it is okay for me to talk about the influence of the NRA or fossil fuel industries or Big Pharma, and not talk about a powerful lobbying group that is influencing policy," end quote. While there was initial hope that there would be a House resolution condemning Representative Omar by name for her anti-Semitism, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat majority rewrote the resolution several times, which does not name Representative Omar and condemns all forms of hatred, not just anti-Semitism.
It's up to her to explain, but I do not believe that she understood the full weight of the words. I feel confident that her words were not based on any anti-Semitic attitude, but that she didn't have a full appreciation of how they landed on other people, where these words have a history and a cultural impact that may have been unknown to her.
The watered-down resolution passed by a vote of 407 to 23. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona was upset.
Democratic leaders have attempted to rationalize and protect this individual, saying, quote, "she did not understand the full weight of the words," close quote. One wonders what more needs to be done to try to eradicate anti-Semitism from this body. Some have said that to specifically condemn these statements and to remove her from her committee assignments would stifle legitimate criticism of Israel. But the problem with that argument is this: the comments made were not directed at Israel, were not directed to policy, were not directed towards the American-Israel relationship. They were instead directed to Americans with the allegation that they have a dual loyalty, which is an ancient anti-Semitic cliche that has been used to target the Jewish community throughout history.
Officials with the California Department of Veterans Affairs are threatening to evict an 84-year-old widow named Artis Breaux from the California Veterans Home unless she halts longtime Bible studies she's been leading for fellow residents, reports the Pacific Justice Institute. Artis, a Messianic Jewish believer, began encountering opposition from officials last September when it was claimed that a discussion between herself and another resident about heaven and hell had allegedly caused him to lose sleep, and therefore was elder abuse, emotional abuse, and otherwise illegal. On Friday, March 1st, Calvet claimed that Artis's Bible studies were in violation of prior directives and would subject her to, quote, "involuntary discharge," end quote, from the home if they continued. The House claims it needs to protect residents from this elderly widow, even though attendance at her Bible studies is entirely voluntary. Pacific Justice Institute attorney Matthew McReynolds, who has been representing Artis,